From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Godette. It's Idaho Matters. Despite the late start to this year's wildfire season, Idaho has seen plenty of flames. And with those flames comes smoke. Smoke from wildfires can travel hundreds, even thousands of miles away, carrying with it pollutants that contribute to poor air quality and bad health. But recently, it was discovered that smoke may have one other passenger: living microorganisms. Joining us today to talk more about these living microbes and what they could mean for our environment and our health is University of Idaho Fire Sciences Professor Lita Kobziar and doctoral student Phineas Lampman. Thank you. Welcome to the show, both of you. Thanks for coming on today.
Hi, Samantha. Thanks for having us.
Lita, let's start with you. Tell us about, and help me out since I'm having trouble already, pyroaerobiology. This is a fairly new science. What is it? Am I saying it right? And how does it work?
Yeah, thanks for having us on today, Samantha. Pyroaerobiology is the study of the transport of living microorganisms through wildland fire smoke plume, be that either from wildfires or from prescribed fires. And it's really an integration of different sciences, including microbiology, fire sciences and fire ecology, and atmospheric sciences. And the implications of this relatively newly discovered phenomenon are really pretty extensive across all of those different disciplines.
So what kind of microbes are we talking about?
So we're seeing a wide diversity of microbes. We're focused right now on bacteria and fungi, and we've sampled in about 10 different locations across the U.S., and across those samples, we've found anywhere from 500 different organisms in a sample up to 5,000 different organisms when we put a number of samples together. So depending on the ecosystem that we're sampling in, the fire behavior, and atmospheric conditions, we could get up to 5,000 different organisms. So it's hard to characterize exactly what they are without listing that many organisms. But that's something we're really trying to unravel. We're comparing across the country to see if there are any things that we can find that are similar across the different locations and different circumstances in which we're sampling that can explain what kind of organisms are being aerosolized versus those that, you know, don't seem to show up in the smoke.
That's amazing. I think there's this idea that, you know, wildfire smoke blows around. It's bad if you breathe it in. But, I don't think we've ever thought about the fact that there might be living microbes in there that are flying around. How do they survive the heat?
This is a good question for you, Finn.
Yeah, Samantha. So, I was a wildland firefighter previously to this PhD position. And the general thought is, smoke is sterile because it is hot and it comes from fire. Mm-hmm. But I think that's because we think about it from a human scale, where if we were to go stand in the middle of a fire, we wouldn't survive. However, at a microbial scale, there's a lot of other things going on. And fires, they have so much energy and they're pulling in outside air. So if you have a campfire and it's not getting enough air and you blow on it, it starts to go a little better. And that's because fires need air for the emission process. But this outside air that is brought in, it's cooler air, and that could create a place for the microbes to survive just long enough to be emitted upwards into the atmosphere. And that's the other part, is they're likely not exposed to heat for a very long amount of time before they're emitted upwards into the cooler air in the atmosphere. And once they are in the smoke, it could act as a temporary refuge of sorts, where it's protecting them from the sun's UV light. Smoke also has a higher water content than the outside ambient air because water is a byproduct of emission. So there's a lot of different things going on, but there are definitely living microbes being emitted from fire.
Wow. Okay. So how did you find this out? Phineas, how do you figure out there are microbes in the smoke? I understand that you've been doing some work with drones.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the first aspects of this research that was really interesting to me, was being able to fly drones into wildland fire smoke columns. But We use very fancy large drones that are equipped with all kinds of different sampling devices and equipment. Some examples of that are a pump that pulls smoky air onto filters. And within that smoky air, there are microbes. And so we can take those filters back to the lab and do DNA analysis, or we can count how many microbes there are total, or living microbes or dead microbes. Along with that, the filters and the pump, we also have a sensor for particulate matter concentrations. So that's, you know, living in the West, we're all used to looking at the air quality index on the hot, smoky summer days. And that's the particulate matter concentrations are what goes into that metric. So we look at those as well as other atmospheric metrics such as temperature and relative humidity. And along with that, for my specific dissertation research, I'm interested in seeing how fire behavior, so things like how fast the fire is moving or how intense the fire is, affects the concentration and the viability of those emitted microbes. And to do that, we have a really fancy thermal infrared camera that goes on the bottom of the drone, and it basically is a heat sensing camera. And so we can derive those fire behavior metrics from that imagery and correlate it to the microbes that we collect on the filters.
Wow. Lita, we've just got a couple minutes left, but when we're talking about hundreds or more different microbes that may be flying around in that smoke, do we have any idea what kind of an impact that that could have on whether it's humans and health or ecosystems?
Yeah, that is definitely what we're interested in. And we have two projects that are looking at different attributes of that question. One is an NSF project where we're trying to understand the ecological impacts of microbes transported in smoke. And we recently did an experiment at the iFire lab at the University of Idaho, where we experimentally transported smoke from fuels that we burned into soils that were previously sterilized. And what we found was that those soils immediately after being exposed to smoke gave off more carbon dioxide than soils that were not exposed to smoke, suggesting that we were able to experimentally transport organisms into a new substrate where there weren't anything before, where there wasn't anything before, and that those organisms started to respire and give off carbon dioxide in the same way that we do. So we have indications that these transport processes of microbes through smoke are actually ending up having an effect on ecosystems. Wow. And that's something that we're exploring further at the landscape scale. And then the other area that we're really interested in, of course, is whether there are beneficial organisms that are being transported, things like nitrogen fixers or mycorrhizal fungi, things that are really critical and essential for ecosystem functioning and even for crop functioning and growth. But we're also interested in potentially if there are any allergens or infectious infection-causing species that are being transported. So those are things we're looking into going forward.
Well, this is fascinating. We've been speaking with University of Idaho Fire Sciences Professor Lita Kobizar and doctoral student Phineas Lampman about the spread of microbes in wildfire smoke. Good luck with your research, and we'll be, you know, fascinated to find out what you find out.
Thank you, Samantha.
Thanks, Samantha.
I'm Samantha Wright, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.